This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Oh, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story, of course, comes with an update, and it's from Anxious Coconut 2020, but compiled by Father Son Holy Toast, titled Boyfriend 26 Male Accuses Me of Getting Mad Because He Bought a Cake for His Sister 20 Female and Not for Me 26 Female. Hi all, it is currently the third week of quarantine, and I need to know if the problem lies with me. Quick context, I've been very busy with my work from home and things have been stressful and urgent with my job. On top of this, I've been handling the majority of the daily household chores such as throwing out the trash, washing the dishes, cooking meals and the like. I would literally pace from the kitchen to laptop to make sure my online absence isn't holding back my team's workflow. To be honest, my heavy workload and the sense of productivity helps me cope with the quarantine situation better. I do feel a sense of fulfillment. Meanwhile, my boyfriend games the whole day, which is okay with me if that's his way of coping. Last night, I kissed him goodnight, which caused him to die in the game he was playing, so he flips out at me, says that I just go there to check on his screen. I cried myself to sleep, but he apologized, so all is well. Today, my morning started with getting scolded for work. I forgot to update something that I should have, and I've been stressed about it, which I confided in my boyfriend. I likewise reminded him that it's his sister's birthday. He says he'd go to the grocery, and I ask him if he could buy me a slice of cake or something sweet like a pastry. He comes back and tells me he did not buy me cake because it would be weird to buy both his sister and me a cake because it's not my birthday. Disappointing, but okay. I go back to work and I guess my face showed annoyance or stress because the next thing he says is, "Are you really mad I bought my sister a cake and not you?" I tell him no. He insists and says, "You're mad I bought my sister a cake and not you." He's always had a tendency to insist of his perception of what the other person feels, and my patience runs out as well. I tell him, "I'm not mad you bought your sister a cake. I'm mad you didn't buy me cake." Voices start to escalate, and his insistence that my frustration is on him buying his sister cake is something I can no longer tolerate. I want to make it clear that I'm not upset over him buying his sister cake. I even reminded him it was her birthday. What frustrates me is that why would he harp on that, painting me as some sort of monster that cannot handle someone else getting cake instead of me? It is his insistence on what my feelings are that I cannot handle. Because this is not the first time or scenario he's done this. It feels like screaming into a void. So Reddit, did I just overreact? Am I just on edge? Hell no, I'd be just as serious about cake. But I know that's not the issue here. And as you can probably tell, this was at the height of all the quarantines and stuff like that. So there's probably a lot of that going on in this particular story as well. Not that I'm making it an excuse to be an asshole to someone else, because it absolutely isn't. But with heightened feelings and stuff going on like that, it can be, you know, a tough time for everybody. And I can feel some frustration in this one, absolutely. It says that you're doing the majority of the household chores whilst he's gaming, and you're happy with that if that's his way of coping. But at the same time, you know, when you just go and say goodnight to him and he flips out at you because he died in his game. Again, not saying gaming isn't important, but to flip out on you like that isn't okay either. And in some ways, when he didn't buy you the cake or whatever, you know, his excuse of buying his sister a cake and you a cake because it's the birthday or whatever was a weak excuse. And it felt like it was almost out of spite. And I know that's a bit of a jumping statement there, but that's kind of the way it felt to me. But there were some comments from OP that was relevant to the information that was provided. So I'll cover those quickly as well, which first one says, I'm at my cousin's place right now. The environment has been increasingly toxic and I feel on edge about when his next mood swing will be. I do feel like a punching bag of his unresolved frustration. The redirecting guilt is the most alarming. I feel like he could have allowed me to be upset about it, but instead has to find a way to blame it on me. The next comment said, I just remembered I went to the bakery during my run the other day, waited 15 minutes in line because he wanted a loaf of bread. There were also two kinds left, cheese and raisin. I hate raisins. I bought the raisin bread. One day, I hope to find someone who will buy the cheese bread for me. Next comment, 2 weeks ago, a week into the quarantine, I fell sick. Fevers and the work. On top of that, the anxiety that it might have been COVID. He knew I was sick, even told him to check on me. I went to bed at 10:30, he at 5 a.m. Not once did he check on me. I told him it upset me. He did not bother to check if I was alive. He flipped out on me, called me needy and too clingy, too emotionally dependent on him apparently. I was convinced I was, to be honest. The comments right here now are just illuminating things that I guess deep down I know. But I'm too much of a coward, until now I hope, to confront, because the comments right here now are just illuminating things that I guess deep down I know. But I'm too much of a coward, until now I hope, to confront, because that would mean leaving him. And we know that hurts. Another comment. I guess I've been conditioned that being mad or disappointed and showing it will escalate an argument. I guess that's why I didn't say anything. I did not want to have a fight. How much longer will be dating? Tomorrow, I hope. I packed all my things. He tried to stop me, but I know I'm responsible for perpetuating my own misery here. I'll be staying with my cousin from tomorrow. Couldn't leave now, cause curfew. So we already know some things are already in motion here. OP's planning to move, but now we're going to cover the update to see what happens next. So, update. After staying at my cousin's, I went back to our apartment to pack all my things and retrieve important items that I couldn't go without, i.e. my laptop charger, eyeglasses, pills, etc. He tried to stop me from leaving, and we had an in-depth talk about the problems we have been having. He admitted to not treating me right, saying I deserve much better. Damn right I do. He tells me he will try to be better and that he will make more of an effort to show me he cares. Given that, as many of you pointed out, that it is not just about the cake, but a growing resentment about his lack of effort and thought for me. I couldn't forgive him as easily as I usually have. After that, he proceeds to cook me dinner and insist on buying something sweet for me. I'm not gonna lie, it gave me a glimmer of hope that finally he understands and that maybe this could work out. I knew this might just be a honeymoon period and told him so. This morning, I was on my laptop and he comes over to give me a kiss. Yay, improvement, right? Feeling positive, I was scrolling through yoga videos on YouTube, on incognito because I was using my non-work email as a login. He tells me that I changed my screen. I say no, he says yes I did, and I read through the comments on my last post, once again and realized this will never change. When he insisted, me going for a goodnight kiss was me checking his screen. When he insisted, I was upset over him buying his sister cake. When he insisted I do or feel things that I do not, it is all the same, and he will never understand how exhausting and emotionally draining and toxic that is. He has not only managed to make me feel neglected and lonely, but has taken away my right to my truth or my feelings. I read Lundy Bancroft and damn, water torturer. My nape cooled when I read accounts of women who have been documenting their experiences and saw it aligned with my iPhone notes starting from August 2019, detailing our interactions just so I would not have to question myself. I walked away quietly without even saying goodbye to our dear cat because my weak ass might not have been able to leave if I think about never hearing her purr at me again. I've blocked him. All my belongings are in my car and I am with my cousin looking for a more permanent place to stay. I left my keys and hopefully all that pain in that apartment. I am not naive and though right now I feel free and brave as a mofo. I know there will be many nights ahead where I will drench my pillow with tears, but for now, I will have my cheese bread and eat it too. Too true. And I really enjoy these self-reflecting updates. We've had a couple recently where the people have seen, you know, their relationship is not good for them. It's not healthy for her in this situation. She needs to get out of it. Looking at the comments and people commenting on her original post and telling her, you know, this isn't good and it's not just about the cake. Although, let's be real, the cake is important. And just realizing that you are worth more. You are worth more than this. And halfway through that update, I did get excited for a little glimmer of hope that maybe he's turned that corner, but it didn't even last one friggin' day. Oh dear. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we're going to move on to another story. And our next story comes from Ohu Eskimo, who says, I, 30 female, caught my husband, 31 male, in an affair, and I don't know how to move on. And just to give you a warning on this one is that we have covered this story in the past as well. So the first bit and the first update you may have heard already, but there was a third update which came from another subreddit where they updated a bit about their life and some of their feelings from a previous relationship. That came from r/casualconversations, this update did. So there's not going to be any massive drama in this new update, but it will give some additional information to how they was feeling. And I think it's a very interesting story anyway, and a pretty awesome update, I think. But please do feel free to use the timestamps to skip the majority if you'd like to. That's what they're there for, so absolutely use the hell out of them. I've suspected things have been going on for a while, but kept brushing it off. I thought he would never do that to me. Since around April, he's been refusing my attempts to have sex most of the time, sitting differently on the couch to where he's facing away from me. Little things. It's one of our good friends. She came to my house a few weeks ago. She's texted me. She's pretended to be there for me. I found out because I rolled over and they were having a Snapchat conversation. She said she wished she could be there to hold him, and he summarized that I tried to seduce him last night and mocked it. I confronted him and he admitted it. He said that it was because of quarantine was stressful. He does not want to work things out. He thinks of me only as a friend in his heart. When I told her husband, he confronted her and apparently they actually kissed back in February. I think at that moment I was never going to be enough for him. We used to be so happy. The weeks before they kissed, we celebrated Valentine's Day together. He bought us a nice bottle of wine for our anniversary. We had fun. We were perfect. I don't know where to go from here. We've been married only about a year. I feel like he took so much from me and he doesn't even want to go to therapy or work this out. I don't want to leave my house, but everywhere in it I see him. He chose her. I've been cheated in every relationship I've ever been in. He was supposed to be my forever. I don't know what to do. I've made therapy appointments, but I was also laid off last month, so I have too much free time to analyze every single moment where he might have been lying to me or where I made myself pathetic trying to cling to him. How do I start to get through this? Then we'll cover some comments where OPs replied. Then I'm going to move on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
On to those updates from FinFinet, who says, lawyer first, get the divorce file and get their advice on if it's okay for you to leave the house while things are processing. As for the other, you need to fill your time, devote yourself to hobbies including picking up new ones, rely on friends, long video calls, watching movies together, etc. Fill as much of your time as you can until things start to process. I'm sorry he gave up on you without even trying, hun. You deserve far better than that. It's a shame some people are so good at hiding how little respect they have for other folk. But please hold on to the fact that none of this was your fault. There is absolutely zero reason for a partner to cheat, ever. And there is absolutely no justification that can even put a shred of the blame on you. To which OP replied saying, thank you. The worst thing is that he tried to turn it on me this morning, that things had been off. But it's only started being off when he started this affair and began gaslighting me. Obadicta says, you can't go to therapy and work this out. It only gets worked out if both people want to put the effort in. And your husband has made it very clear he's not interested in trying to make the relationship work. He directly told you that. You need to find a lawyer and file for divorce. To which OP replied saying, thank you, I guess it's just hard to watch him blow up his own life so spectacularly. It's like I'm watching a cruel puppet of my husband. And then OP just went on to say, you know, they've booked some therapy sessions for themselves, etc. So let's move on to that first update to see what happened next. So update. First of all, I just want to thank everyone here for the support I received following my first post back in August. At the time, it truly felt like my world was ending. It was important to me to make this update because I need to tell anyone who's currently going through the same thing, it gets better. You will get so much better. I had one conversation with my husband since everything happened, by his choice. It lasted maybe 5 minutes and was like talking to a robot. I know from others that he cries to people about how he ruined his life, but I have never once gotten an apology or the same show of regret. At this point, I don't care. I know him and the other woman are still seeing each other and frankly, they deserve each other. Good for them. While I still feel angry occasionally, I no longer mourn what I once had. Instead, I'm so excited for the life I now get to live. I moved to a small walkable city and gave myself my dream apartment. It makes me so happy to see how I've decorated it and I just live in a cozy place instead of our old dreary house. I was the breadwinner in our marriage and he would make me feel awful about wanting to pay for nice meals or do fun things. Since moving here, I've done a ton of foodie stuff and don't feel guilty. It is so refreshing. I've dipped my toe into the dating pool again and I've had plenty of mediocre dates from dating apps. Recently I found someone who I've really clicked with and I'm enjoying how appreciated and desired he's made me feel. It's definitely early and we're moving slow, but overall, dating has made me realise that I'm a catch who doesn't have to settle. Therapy has done wonders and I'm so happy I immediately dove into it. My therapist is proud of me. I'm proud of me. I've stopped looking at divorce as a failure. He failed, not me. I'm genuinely happy and excited to wake up each morning and no longer feel like this terrible weight is sitting on my chest. The holidays were surprisingly easy and I found myself so happy to spend time with my family without having to compromise anything. So all in all, life is good and there's so much of it ahead. Looking back, I can't believe I wasted so much time thinking about how I could get him to come home. I've made my own home and my own happiness, and that is worth so, so much more. And then there was another update which came from Casual Conversations, and it says, I kept hearing about emotional labor lately and wanted to share my own story. If you glance at all my post history, you'll see that I recently had my marriage end when my husband left me for another woman. I'm doing awesome now, but it was rough for a bit. Even before that though, there were so many signs, and one today just stood out to me. Back in late 2019, I was planning our honeymoon. He picked the place and he picked the time frame. He didn't negotiate either of those. It was just what we were going to do. But I was responsible for the planning. I was looking at flights and leaving on Friday versus Saturday was a huge price difference. I'm talking like $1,600 versus $4,300 for long-haul international flights. I asked if he could take off work on that Friday. He had vacation days. It was a very slow time. The culture of his workplace allowed it. Well, he told me that in no way could that ever work. He wouldn't ask for the day off. He knew it would look bad, etc. Eventually, I suggested two separate flights to save $3,000 and use it on the honeymoon. He yelled at me and told me to just cancel the whole thing. It wasn't until after I started crying that he told me he actually had that Friday off. He'd already asked. It had been granted. He just wanted to see if I could book us later. Today, I asked a guy who I'm not even actually dating if he wanted to come with me on a trip that would be on a Friday. I can't express how nervous I was to ask him to take the time off of work, knowing what an inconvenience I was being. Turns out though, I'm not. He responded immediately, saying he might have to work during the day and he'd be there. Then he let me know that he found and booked a flight. I didn't even have to bug him about it. He took the incentive. He wanted to do it. It was so easy. Look, I know the bar is low, but isn't that how it should be? And I got to say, that last paragraph, it almost drew me to tears in some ways, thinking about that's what OP went through for years of their life. It's come to them feeling nervous to ask someone that should love them so much if they could take a day off. Just because the guy wanted to see if you could book it for later, and that you was crying whilst actually doing so, and it was like, I've already asked. It was just like a test in some ways. And it's like a lot of them when we see these self-reflecting updates. It's like a couple of people have said in past updates before, like the fog has been lifted and you're almost like free again to go and do what you want. And I think that's an absolutely wonderful thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I know they've gone through a hell of a lot of shit to get to that point, but to know they're finally out of that fog and living their lives the way that they want to again, their own apartment, they've decorated it the way she wants to, and she's just free to do what she wants without having to feel nervous about asking to do normal couple-y things. I think that's great. But now, what do you guys make of this one? I'm pretty happy with it in the end, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today and getting involved in the stories. You know it means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much for what you do, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.